The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Don't smoke,
Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to The Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeBrom Stiefler, and we are The Good Liars.
And we may be The Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And the truth is, DeBrom, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to be talking about our old friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, Pete Hegseth at the Easter egg roll.
Another old friend.
And our dinner with Donald Trump,
which
a lot of people don't know about. We actually sat down with Donald Trump. You'd think we'd lead with that if it were real, which it is, but we're not leading with it. We're going to save that for the end of the episode.
Because it's real. We're not leading with it.
Yes. But let's get to the big story this week. The Pope is dead.
What?
Yeah. I know that you're not really like in on the whole Christianity news. You don't
not as much any, as
not
you.
As much, not as much as you. Pope Francis, America's first Latin American pontiff, who charmed the world with his humble style and concern for the poor, but alienated conservatives with his critiques of capitalism and climate change, died on Monday. He was 88 years old. That was from the AP. I mean, DeBrom, I don't want to make this about me, but when I heard that Pope Francis died, it affected me personally, because back in 2015, I actually met a pretty good Pope impersonator, and here I am meeting a Pope impersonator, and I kind of feel like this is now kind of about me, and I want to post this picture online and be like, wow, when I met the Pope Francis impersonator, I was moved by his...
You can't nice can say impersonator, even you could say a little quietly.
Say, yes, quiet. How do you do that online, though? How would I just be like...
Just get a little quieter.
But it's... I'm typing. You'd be typing.
Oh, you're talking about X-ing it.
Yes. But so...
Tell me about that interaction. If he was a good impersonator, did he really exude the feeling that you would think you would feel when you were near the Pope?
I don't really care about the Pope. I've never really cared about the Pope. So in general, I wasn't moved by it that much.
Did you care about this Pope? This Pope being different than some of the previous Popes?
Of all the Popes in my lifetime.
Yeah.
In all my 23 years on earth, I would say this Pope was the coolest Pope.
Right.
He still had some stuff that was not so cool. And, you know, obviously the Catholic Church has done some stuff that's not so cool. Not so cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of putting it lightly. Did you have any response when this happened besides maybe J.D. Vance killed the Pope?
Yeah. I mean, there was something, I'll just say, interesting about the fact that J.D. Vance had just met with the Pope and then the Pope died.
Right.
Shortly after. I just think that maybe they should look into it just to be sure that nothing happened, that J.D. Vance didn't,
kill the Pope.
Something just to be sure of.
Don't you think it's funny, though, that J.D. Vance, he's Catholic. You know, he talks about that a lot, that he's Catholic. I think we saw him in Pennsylvania, and he was talking about how he's Catholic.
Right.
And he also is a huge Ohio State football fan. And over the course of like the last week or so, he's dropped the national championship trophy, like broke the trophy.
That
and then the Pope died right
the
after.
The Pope is basically like the national championship trophy for Catholicism, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of dropped and broke both of them in a way.
Okay. In a way. Yeah. In a way.
I guess it's been a rough week for J.D. Vance and symbols of
himself.
Things.
Yes.
That are important to certain people. I mean, this Pope was known for being... for caring more about the common person, right? That was a big thing. And it's funny that they say, and he was so much more liberal than his conservative predecessors. And then the thing that always follows that is that he like cared about other
people. Right.
And it's like, oh, what a liberal guy. How controversial that must be that he thought the average person should be cared about. He kind of rose to fame. I don't know if you remember, there was like a very famous picture. I don't know. This is probably 15 years ago now, where he was like riding the bus in Buenos Aires. People were like, wow, he's a man of the people.
Wow.
And I think he rode that to
the
Pope.
Papacy? I don't know. And you haven't watched, we were talking about this before we started recording, you haven't watched Conclave.
What have I watched, though?
That's true.
When you bring up a show, what are the odds that I've watched?
Very slim. So this is kind of a conspiracy theory you've got going on here with J.D. Vance. Do you think he did it? What I want to do with this, with J.D. Vance in general, I think it's time to retire the couch fucking thing. One, because it was like totally made up.
Right.
And then like you've got like Tim Walz was talking about it, like making jokes about it. It's just a totally made up thing. And maybe it was funny for a day, but now it's just like the joke is so fucking dead.
Right.
I'm glad we've got the Pope killing thing now, because this is something you could be like, maybe it actually happened.
Did actually die.
The Pope actually did die.
The couch, there was no couch fucking. It was a tweet that was made up, and people have been loving that for a year now.
I just remember it. I can't believe I haven't thought about this before this moment. There was a guy in school who said that he fucked a couch. Syracuse University.
What was his name?
I don't remember his name. I don't remember his name. If I did, I would not say it.
Visit it. Whose name was JD or no? Are you bringing back the joke right now?
Was it JD? Yeah, he was visiting from Ohio. Yeah, That's so weird. Anyway, I was trying to segue to this Marjorie Taylor Greene thing.
Right.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You ever ridden a Segway?
What?
Have you ever ridden a Segway?
Didn't we do that with, was that with Uncle Jim? That wasn't a Segway.
Oh, that was a little hoverboard thing. Yeah. And we held on to each other while we did it.
Yeah. So I guess no.
No.
The answer is no.
Okay.
So this is a tweet from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She said, today there were major shifts in global leaderships. Evil is being defeated by the hand of God.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful stuff. So Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that God wanted the Pope dead. And she knows that.
Well, I think once you become the congressperson from whatever 14th district of Georgia,
you have a direct line to God.
Yeah. It's in the Bible.
Doesn't it take a lot of arrogance to say, like, the Pope died and I know that God had a hand in this, and to feel that you know God's intentions?
No, I would say no. I'm on her side here.
Okay.
I don't think she was talking about that, the Pope here.
Okay.
I think she's talking about pro wrestling.
Right.
Cody Rhodes had just lost the title to John Cena at WrestleMania. I think she was reacting to that. Even though Cena was a bad guy, she maybe was a Cena fan.
Right.
And he got his 17th reign as world champion.
Even if that were the case.
Okay.
Cena, 17th reign as world champion. Yeah. And then he retired, right?
Well, he's retired. I don't have time to fill you in. You don't watch enough television. You don't watch shows, important shows.
Even so, even if this were about pro wrestling, do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one with the direct line to God to know that?
Okay. Yes. Okay. We already established this. That's fine. Okay.
Just want to make sure that you feel not? That John,
I guess as a follow up.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. Great. You don't?
I didn't say I don't.
Okay. Well, do you?
I mean, she's an incredible.
Incredible, beautiful, wonderful soul.
Nice person. And if God talks to anybody, well, by gosh, it should be her.
Is trying to tell people on these forums and 4chan, and he's trying to tell people the truth. And he does it through questions, asking questions and giving clues. And so it's basically, you know, you're going down the rabbit hole. You're following the white rabbit and you're figuring it out.
She's a smart lady.
Yeah.
Like she was investigating QAnon for a while, as we saw there. She's asking the tough questions.
She's doing her own research.
She's doing her own research, which is what you want in an elected official.
I remember a couple of years ago, Jeff Van Gundy was commentating the playoffs.
Yes.
And he was kind of making fun of the do your own research crowd. And he was like, does it mean you're like in a lab on a nightly basis, like in your lab coat, and you're doing your own research? Kind of like maybe we should leave some things to the professionals, but clearly she would disagree.
Yes.
So what was
the terrorist attack in New York, and the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, and the so-called plane that crashed into the Pentagon? It's odd. There's never any evidence shown for a plane in the Pentagon. But anyways, I'm not going to dive into the 9/11.
So she's got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah. And it would not be surprising that God would entrust his words and his feelings to
her. She's asking tough questions, maybe fed to her by God.
By God.
By God. And I want to point
out, By God.
And there is a global cable of Satan worshipers out there,
right,
which is important.
Which
to
is
remember.
Something that she did say, where there was a global cable. But basically, we got to be asking her more questions about the future.
Okay.
Because there's so many unknown things, so many complicated questions out there.
It just seems like
talking to God.
She's talking to God, which I think would explain why her stocks have been doing so well lately.
Right.
She has that direct line to God. That's why she's made, how much did you say? It was like over $300,000?
Something was that she had invested almost $315,000 before Donald Trump had announced that basically that the stock market was going to go up.
Right. Good for her.
A couple weeks ago. So good. Yeah, good for her. And it must be nice. I'll just say that. It must be nice to be able to talk to God.
Yeah. Well, you know what you could do? You could get down on your knees and pray to God. What would Harvey do? What would Harvey do?
Say, Jesus, forgive me, please.
So, anyone who doesn't know, and Peter might not even know.
Everyone
in the world,
out there, because nobody would know this.
We were in something. We did something called the Chick-fil-A Foundation, where we acted like we were part of this foundation that really loves Chick-fil-A. We'll say that for legal purposes. Right. That's what the foundation was. We were on a Christian talk show with my friend John Anderson, dressed as a cow named Harvey the Cow.
Right.
And we were singing a song about Harvey the Cow.
Harvey sang with us.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. And the host was like, Harvey the Cow, shouldn't it be Harvey the
Bull?
And he's like, no, I'm Harvey the Cow and I'm no bull. Anyway.
It was a pretty normal way to spend an afternoon over there in Allentown. But anyway, good song came out of it. A very good song.
A good song. And that's a perfect segue to this Pete Hegseth Signal chat. I know you've been researching this, right? You've been really
doing my own research.
You've been doing some your own research. You've been doing your own lab work on this.
And as we all know here, Hegseth, information shared on second Signal chat, informal and unclassified.
Nice.
Of course, he's going to say that it was informal and unclassified. He also said the last details were informal and unclassified. And it was like literally the type of jet that was going to strike the type of target at the time.
Yes.
Prescribed.
Yes.
The defense chief was thrust back into the spotlight following a report from the New York Times on Sunday. They shared attack plans in a Signal chat that included his wife, brother, and lawyer, along with others involved in Hegseth's personal and professional life. The outlet also reported he created and accessed that chat with his personal phone instead of using a government device.
Wow. And that was from The Hill.
That was from The Hill.
So what do you think? You give this a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I think he's doing his best.
He's doing his best.
Okay. I think he's trying so hard. I mean, first of all, I'm sure he never criticized Hillary Clinton for using private email servers or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm sure
that's a very specific little, I'm sure.
He wouldn't have done something like that. I think he's doing his best. We're all giving him a really hard time. And, you know, it's just kind of, pretty vague information, right?
Okay. Yeah,
the type of plane and the target and the time and all of that.
Okay,
he's just doing his best.
So you're giving her the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, he's trying so hard. You know, we're not all good. Not all Fox News hosts are going to be good at being defense secretary right off the bat.
That's fair. That's a fair and probably a very accurate statement.
Right.
So I was wondering, what is Pete going to be there? I call him D. Pete. Because he's defense secretary.
Right.
Like D. Pete.
I like that.
Yeah. And then it's like if enough people say that and he like loses something, we can say he was DP'd. And it will make
sense. So we'll lay the groundwork for that.
Yeah.
What's your question exactly?
Well, I wanted to know if he had any excuses for this, what his response was. And luckily, there was an Easter egg roll at the White House. Now, Easter is the celebration of the rebirth, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm saying that just to you, DeVrom. Because I know you don't know a lot about Christianity.
Don't know a ton about it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is.
I don't know what an Easter egg roll is either, if we're being honest. I don't know what we're about to see.
There's a bunny that goes and shits eggs all over the place. And then he hides his little shit eggs all over the place. They're not shit eggs. He just shits them out. Then he hides them. They don't smell bad. That's how eggs can't are made.
If I don't know about Easter, I don't think you understand how eggs
are. Or bunnies don't lay eggs.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think you totally understand the process by which
it's in the Bible, it. So okay. I do understand it. Okay, so this is Pete Hegseth talking to some reporters.
Here at the Easter Egg Bowl, I'll tell you that. It's a beautiful day. And President Trump has changed the country. And he's creating opportunities for families all across America to better their lives. That's what Make America Great Again is all about.
What do you want to say, sir, about the signal chat controversy?
You know, what a big surprise that a bunch of a few leakers get fired and suddenly a bunch of hit pieces come out from the same media that peddled the Russia hoax won't give back their Pulitzers. They got Pulitzers for a bunch of lies. Pulitzers for a bunch of lies and on hoaxes time and time and time again. And as they peddle those lies, no one ever calls them on. See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me, because we're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter. So I'm happy to be here at the Easter Egg Roll with my dad and my kids, because, you know, this is what we're doing it for. These kids right here. This is why we're fighting the fake news media. This is why we're fighting slash and burn Democrats. This is why we're fighting hoaxsters, hoaxsters. This group, no, this group right here, full of hoaxsters that peddle anonymous sources from leakers with axes to grind, and then you put it all together as if it's some news story. And when we know it, we know exactly what.
Okay, so that is beautiful, and I absolutely love that he is not changing his approach at all. After all this came out and it was verified, he's still saying it's a hoax, even though it's not a hoax and it's been acknowledged that it's not a hoax. And he called these people, and if somebody said this to my face, I might punch him, because this is a slur.
Right.
He called them hoaxsters.
You know,
shaking my head,
and obviously this gets to what I was saying before. It's hard to just go from being a Fox News host to being the defense secretary.
You almost like let a slur slip there. Right. You almost said a hoaxer.
Right. Yeah. Well, you keep saying it. You're the one who keeps saying it.
Well, what if we called Fox News hoaxers?
Hoax news.
Yeah. Hoax news.
That could be the end of Fox folks news. That could bring them down tomorrow.
Folks with a spelled like hoax. With an F instead of an H.
Well, now the explanation is getting longer than the dig.
Yeah.
But I guess I just want to say, you have to admire him. He's sticking to his guns there. He's just kind of throwing out some insults. And then.
Hey, but we're doing it all for the kids. We're doing it for the kids here.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about.
I also like the fun jazz playing in the background, and it's like, why did you share war plans on a group text again? He's like, they're hoaxsters.
I can't believe it. And I'm going to look right down the barrel of this camera right now, because I've been on TV before.
Yeah.
And you guys were getting awards, and you're hoaxsters.
Pulitzers.
You're hoaxsters. And one of my sideburns longer than the other.
Way longer.
It's way longer than the other.
What
do you think about that?
You want to look into that? How about that being a news story?
And yeah, I'm fucking pissed drunk, but it's fucking Easter.
It's Easter.
The fucking
We're rolling
Easter.
Some eggs.
I'm doing it for the fucking kids, fucking pieces of shit,
it's
hoaxsters.
America, and you're going to tell me I can't roll an Easter egg while high off gin.
G&T's.
G&T's.
Already been established. All right, so Pete Hegseth, we give you
Five thumbs sideways.
You heard it here first.
Between the two of us, we can't make five thumbs. Peter, can we get one of yours? Four sideways and one up.
What about toe thumbs? Between the three of us, we got toe thumbs.
Toe thumbs. Between the three of us, we have toe thumbs. Can't argue that.
All right, great.
You're not a hoaxster.
Not a hoaxster. So you are going to stand by your thought that Pete Hegseth just getting a raw deal. Everyone should like lay off.
Raw
just...
deal. That's a phrase that I haven't used, but I should be. He's getting a raw deal. Yeah. You're going to put him straight from the Fox News studio into the Defense Department. Expect him to know the difference between his phone and a government-issued phone.
It's almost like the same argument as you're going to elect a reality show host president, and you can't expect him to know the Constitution.
I think he gets the raw deal, too. He gets the raw deal, too. He's trying his best. I think we all know that.
Do you think so?
I think he's just he's just trying his darndest. And then
to do what?
Well, he's trying to make America great again. He's been saying that for a while.
That's fair.
As the stock market is kind of plummets, I think today is doing okay.
Yeah.
But as the stock market plummets, I just can't help but feel for Donald Trump and how hard he's trying.
He's trying hard. I tweeted about this, but I was just thinking
about
this.
His tweet.
Yeah. Sorry, I X'd it.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump has this hat that says Trump was right about everything, exclamation point, all caps. He wears the hat. He wears a hat that says Trump was right about everything, which is the same thing as saying I was right about everything. And it looks like you're yelling
it. It's cute.
It's crazy. Like, it's so fucking cute.
It's like in Seinfeld where it's like Summer of George. You know, he's just referring to himself in the third person kind of.
Yeah.
He's getting a raw deal. I think we're saying the same thing.
Shut the fuck.
Perfect segue again.
We're nailing it today.
Nancy Mace and her reaction to it.
Did you see this?
Her reaction to a constituent.
No, we talked this through before, and I have not seen the video.
Yeah,
but I laughed at your description of the video, so I'm excited to watch the video.
Let's take a look.
Let me turn my mic.
You could have gone to a dozen town halls last year.
I asked if you're doing any more this year. It was one simple question.
Yeah.
Are you doing a town
hall? I've already done one. I'll do plenty more.
Are you doing any more this year? It was a simple question.
You're always invited.
Okay, sweet. Well,
and by the way, I voted for gay marriage twice.
What does that have to do with me?
So I'm just saying, it has to everything to do with you.
Do you think everything about me has to do with gay marriage?
I do,
absolutely. That's your first stance when you speak with me?
Absolutely. If you want to get in my face about town halls, you should have shown up to one last year.
There's no thing you can talk about me just saying, oh, I support gay marriage.
Yeah, because you're getting in my face about a town hall. You could have gone last year.
Would you like me? If you have any plans to have more town halls this year?
I have town halls every year. I have over a dozen every year.
Great. That was my entire question. You didn't have to go into this spiel at all.
You could have.
A little.
You're going to be voted out so fast this year.
I'm not. I won by so much.
You're a disgrace to the state. That's what you are. You're a disgrace. I asked you a simple question, and you just go on this tirade and tell me.
Yeah. You.
Disgusting.
Get out of my face.
You.
Get out of my face. Try. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Yep, I sure did.
The first thing you're going to say to me is fuck me. Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of my face. Now.
It's awesome to see a comment section come to life. It was actually beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Who do you think got the raw deal in that?
I can't do it. He has to retire just for the day. Just for today.
The guy, I mean, we just saw it, but he walks up, I think from, it looks like a respectable distance. I think he was also videoing as soon as things got tense. So there's a second video of just like her feet kind of, but he just asks if she plans to have more town halls. I think he wants to ask questions or wants her to put herself out there to answer questions. And she says, you know, a few seconds
later, fuck you.
Which I thought was just courageous.
Courageous?
So, yeah.
it was funnier the way you described it.
Yeah.
I have to, it's sad.
It's just a little sad. And then
literally comments. You see people like, you know, like if a tweet goes viral and then you look at the comments, it's usually just people arguing back and forth, and you're like, I don't want to be involved in any of this right now.
No,
this sucks. This sucks.
Pretty icky. But I have to say, she was the one who brought it. She had an aggressive tone, but then she brought it to fuck you.
That's right. Okay.
And then it kind of got bad. Went from bad to worse.
Yes,
they both got a raw deal. There.
They got a raw deal. Okay, good. Thank you for bringing it back. And she's gonna win, right? She's gonna win her re-election, right?
She seemed confident.
He said
they're gonna vote you out or something, and she said, I won by so much.
I do agree with him, the gay marriage thing, her just being like, no, I voted for gay marriage.
That's bizarre.
Like, fuck, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
It's just it's a real raw deal.
It's a little bit of a raw deal.
Yeah, the comment section come to life. And this is where we are in American politics. It should just be noted.
Yes.
Everyone's just kind of saying fuck you to each other.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Dare I say, little bit of a raw deal for everybody.
Right.
So before we wrap this up, DeVram, we wanted to let everyone know that last week we were invited to the White House to have dinner with Donald Trump. We've been getting a lot of flack for this online.
Yeah.
The comment section, a lot of a lot of raw deals. Yeah, we get a lot of raw deals from this. And this is totally true. We're not making this up.
Yeah, and there's no reason to make this up.
Yeah.
You know, people are saying, did you really have dinner with Donald Trump? No. I mean, yes.
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 Yes. Yes. So we get to the White House, and Donald Trump is right there at the door.
At the door.
At the door.
Yeah.
And he invites us in. He says, hey, come in. I don't want to do a bad Trump impression, but he was like this, like, hey, how are you? I'm Donald Trump. It's wonderful. And he invites us in,
right.
And he takes us into his smoking room.
Right.
A lot of people don't know this. He smokes crack.
Right.
He smokes crack every day. Right. So it was like the old Lincoln bedroom, and now it's fucking crack den.
It's a crack bedroom.
It's a bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the bed, it's just a mattress on the floor at this right. point. And there's other junkies there.
Which is one of the things he had to do. He wants to redo the Rose Garden. He wants to do it a little more like Mar-a-Lago. And he said, take the bed frame out of crack room.
And let's get some stains on there. Let's have a few people drug addicts here as well. So we're sitting there, and we don't smoke crack, but Donald Trump is like, do you mind if I light spark this?
Right. I will never forget, because he tucked his tie into his belt. So
yes,
he didn't
get
it.
Yeah. Which is smart. You got to hit it. Like, and that's one of the things meeting him. He, you know, has a little bit more common sense than you'd think. He's not the caricature. So he's smoking crack, and, you know, he starts talking a little faster. And you kind of see this in speeches sometimes.
Right.
You can tell when he's yacked out of his mind.
Right.
And he turned to DeVram, and he says something that I will never forget. I'll let you tell this, DeVram, because this is kind of more your story than my story.
Yeah. Well, he said,
yeah.
He said, I've killed more people than they know about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've killed more people than they know about.
Right.
And then he took another, I don't know, a hit.
Yeah, he sparked.
And then he kind of went back to his normal self.
And he
started laughing and joking. And I thought, you know, maybe a moment of clarity through the, haze, I guess, that had been building up in the room. I don't know what he meant by that.
Yeah. But it was a remarkable moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about it a lot since. You didn't just. Yeah. So. We were excited to eat there. We're like, oh my gosh, we're going to be eating at the White House. It's amazing. And basically, it was just McDonald's, which is not super surprising, but it was clearly.
It still felt like from inviting us there, doing the crack sesh, that there was going to be more pomp and circumstance with the meal anyway.
It's not a steak dinner.
It was just
a
cart. It was just a guy with a cart, no pants.
Right.
The guy walks in. Well, it should be mentioned.
Yeah, it's an important thing to bring up. Yeah.
And he walks in with the cart, and he just starts unloading the Big Macs onto the long, you know, table.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump sits at one end, and then it's me and you kind of on the other end.
Yeah.
And we have this little mountain of Big Macs. And then he gets out these brochures from Trump University.
Right.
And we just had to read them from start to finish. Yeah. It was like a Passover kind of thing. It was like the Haggadah, you know, the prayer book they have.
Yeah, of course.
We had to read all this stuff about Trump University, and which some of it was news to me. You picked out a particular part of the book that you thought I think was
I was impressive. Excited to read this. I found this passage in it, and I was like, oh, this is moving words. And just as I was about to read it,
what was the passage?
The passage was just about like the rates, how much they discussed.
But it was that moved you.
It was moving to me.
It was like when Stephon Marbury made shoes for the average person, like $20 shoes.
Yep.
The Trump University was affordable to the average person.
Yeah. And so did, was it Al Jefferson, Al Harrington, Proteges? Get these shoes.
Shaq also made cheap shoes because someone gave him a hard time for, my kid can't afford your $100 shoes. And I think he had $20 shoes for a while.
That's great. All right. So just to finish the story up, it was supposed to be a quick, you know, dinner and out of there. But we ended up being there for, I think, 9 days.
Nine days.
We don't smoke crack, and we made that perfectly clear.
Right.
We do not smoke crack.
Right.
But we have been known to smoke meth.
Right.
So we were smoking meth pretty
Right, because they get whatever they want at the White House. So once he saw we weren't partaking, he was like,
I mean, it felt like it was stepped on a little bit, but it was, you know, it was okay stuff. Yeah.
So 9 days there. Was there any big takeaway you had?
Don't do meth. It's bad for you. I don't feel like myself.
Right.
Yeah.
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 And just 9 days could go by. You could be at the White House doing, you know, meth, and they're doing crack. And then by the end of it, you feel like you've solved everything.
Yes.
And you leave, and then there's just more tariffs. Like, did I do that? Did I suggest that by accident?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm just had like a moment of this, I think we were at his senior tournament in Jupiter, Florida for a little bit when he won.
When he got to the next round.
Remember we started like
celebrating?
We were like doing lines off the trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's why we didn't do a podcast last week. We should say for legal purposes that was completely true. That all of that really did happen.
Right. Just for legal purposes to cover all the bases. All of that was true. And we were possibly responsible for some of the trade wars going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. DeVrom had the idea for the tariffs.
Tariffs.
All the tariffs. Okay. Well, that does it for this episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Before we go, we're going to have some words of wisdom from DeVrom Stiefler that he has prepared. And it's right here in the doc, and he'll read it.
I sure do. So
these are not...
Not off the top.
No, not off the top of your head.
You're gonna have a birthday once a year, right? Traditionally,
unless it's February 29th. Yes.
Take a little bit of that cake that someone in your life who loves you got you.
Ooh, there's a big if there. Right. Though.
You have someone in your life who loves you, and put that cake in the freezer, because one day when it's not your birthday, when you're a little down, you're gonna take that slice of cake out of the freezer, you're gonna put it in the fridge, and the next day. You're going to have a great piece of birthday cake.
I hate to poke holes in this. Poke holes in this idiotic words of wisdom segment that you're doing right now.
I feel like I'm getting a raw deal.
You're not getting a raw deal here. You're saying if you're feeling bad one day, that the solution to that is to take a piece of cake out of your freezer so the next day
you have a quickly for you to follow, or what are we?
Why don't
here?
I give you some words of wisdom that you could actually live by right now? If you're feeling down, go to a bakery, go to a grocery store, buy yourself a whole fucking birthday cake, eat the whole fucking thing. Don't wait a whole day for the gratification. Get it now. That's why he said he smoked all the crack.
Yeah. A little bit gluttonous. One of the seven deadly sins. I don't know if you don't follow Pope stuff very much. Christianity.
Pope stuff. Christians call it Pope stuff.
But sure, you could do that too. I'm not against that. Yeah. It seems like a waste of money and maybe too many calories. But either one works. Honestly,
I could buy a slice of cake.
I don't want to argue with you anymore.
All right. This. Well, that does it for the Good Liars Tell the Truth. Thank you for joining us. For DeVrom Stiefler and all of us here at the Good Liars, take care of yourself
and have a good post-Easter era.